You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, over the weekend, more than 50 area law enforcement officers led by the Mansfield Police Department Community Action Team successfully carried out a saturation detail. Before we begin, a quick message. Get ready for a sky-high aerial extravaganza at the 34th Annual Ashland Balloon Fest. From June 27th to June 29th, Freer Field transforms into a magical place filled with dozens of incredible hot air balloons, food, merchants, live entertainment, and fun activities for kids. Don't miss the spectacular balloon glows lighting up the night sky. Mark your calendars and join in for an unforgettable weekend. Visit ashlandballoonfest.com for more info. Now our feature story. On Saturday night, more than 50 area law enforcement officers led by the Mansfield Police Department Community Action Team successfully carried out a saturation detail. This operation resulted in the confiscation of 5 handguns and the arrest of 10 individuals on felony drug charges. Mansfield Police Chief Jason Bamman shared details of the effort aimed at continuing to reduce gun violence in the city, a goal they've been working towards for the past 18 months. In 2023, the Mansfield Police Department investigated a record high of 12 gun homicides. To address this, the Community Action Team, or CAT, was formed in late 2022. Their mission includes prevention, interdiction, and finding solutions to issues such as surveillance, violent offenders, firearms, gang enforcement, street racing, and quality of life concerns. The CAT team significantly ramped up their efforts following training at the National Gang Crime Research Center Conference in Chicago in March 2023. During Saturday's operation, officers from various agencies collaborated, including the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Ohio Adult Parole Authority, the Ohio Investigative Unit, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, Richland County Adult Probation, and the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Chief Bamman explained that the operation began at 6 p.m. and lasted for 6 to 7 hours. The primary goal was to saturate high-crime areas with a visible law enforcement presence, aiming to apprehend criminal offenders and enhance public safety. The operation's results included 67 car stops, 40 field interviews, 11 house checks by the Adult Parole Authority, 10 felony drug cases and numerous misdemeanor arrests, 1 vehicle theft arrest, 1 drunk driving arrest, 5 gun seizures, and 3 reports of shots fired. Chief Bamman highlighted the importance of the CAT team's intelligence gathering efforts, which directed the operation to the right areas. Using real-time data and crime statistics, the team targeted locations with recent shootings and individuals identified as the most violent offenders. Looking ahead, Chief Bamman indicated that similar operations are planned for the future. Next, some Ohio history. Did you know that Malik Pancholi is an actor and author from Ohio known for roles in 30 Rock, Weeds, and Sanjay and Craig? His debut novel, The Best at It, explores a gay Indian American boy's journey. In 2022, he released Nikhil Out Loud, which won the 2023 Lambda Literary Award for Middle Grade Literature. Pancholi attended Berkeley Preparatory School, Northwestern University, and the Yale School of Drama. He has guest starred in numerous TV shows and appeared on Broadway. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember and celebrate the life of Martha Beers of Ashland. Born in Steubenville in 1926, Martha graduated from Steubenville High in 1944. She married Edward in 1945, raising 4 children until his death in 1959. In 1963, she married Matthew, sharing 25 years until his 1988 death. Martha worked as a secretary at St. Joseph's Hospital in West Virginia for 22 years and later volunteered at Samaritan Hospital. She loved reading. She is survived by 3 children, 9 grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Martha's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.